Another Hot Seat Retreat has come and gone, and I'm joined by Dean, who attended Hot Seat Retreat for the very first time this year and got spanked a whole lot. He is here to tell us all about it. Mother Nature decided to make her presence known this year in some unpleasant ways, but we powered through, warming ourselves up nicely with the heat of some very, very sore bottoms. Listen on, dudes, if you want to hear how Hot Seat Retreat's roleplay interest tracks brought some new opportunities for punishment to manifest. Welcome to episode 53 of the Dudes Spankin' Dudes podcast. This is not a podcast about party decorating on a budget, nor is it a podcast about shocking celebrity divorces. This is a podcast about dudes who are spanking other dudes and dudes who are being spanked by other dudes. And this podcast is being hosted by two dudes.
Hi, I'm Dean.
Hey, Dean, and this is Scott, known as Red Spank Scott. Welcome to the podcast, Dean.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep. So tell everyone here a little bit about yourself and how you got into the spanking community.
Yeah. Like I said, my name is Dean. I have been in the spanking community for about a little over 10 years now. I started as soon as I turned 18. I started in Arkansas. It was really slow going there, but then I came to LA and really picked things up here. And I'm a switch, but mostly I'm a bottom. I kind of just switch for fun, but bottom is where I belong. I'm a sub for sure.
Yeah, and I can validate that. I in fact had you over my knee at our last OTK LA in February.
Yes, you did.
And yes, you so did a lot of people. You got a lot of spankings there.
Yes, I did. A lot of them were punishment spankings, and they really left a mark.
Yes, they did. And so you're on the podcast because we're going to be talking about Hot Seat Retreat in Palm Springs that we just had in March. And we're going to kind of go over about some of the great fun we had and some of the awkward things that happened there, particularly involving weather. But before we get into that, I just kind of want to go over, it's been a little bit since we've had an episode. So just some reminders on some upcoming spanking events. As always, if you're not on WAPS, WHAPPZ, get on WAPS, either the website at WAPS.com or the app on your phone. There's a section in there for events that has all sorts of upcoming parties. Like I just said, we just had our OTK LA party in February. We've got another one coming up on May 10th, and you're going to be there, right?
I'm absolutely going to be there.
Yeah, so you guys can check out that site, otkla.com. We have all of our parties scheduled for 2024, and they're listed up there. We are getting started. Hot Seat Retreat in Palm Springs just ended. But now we are getting started on Hot Seat Vegas, which is being launched. If you haven't heard that special episode, check it out. But it is going to be on July 10th through the 14th. Check out hotseatvegas.com for more information on that. Are you coming to that?
I am. It's also like my birthday month, so I'm going to have a really good time.
Me too. And also in July, Camp Red Tails is the following weekend, July 18th through the 23rd. If you're interested in them, check out www.campredtails.com for more information on them. And we've got a bunch of other events and parties that are coming up, again, all available on WAPS. So if you're not coming to spanking events, it's your own fault. You know about them now. so come to them. And perhaps the contents of this particular episode will serve as encouragement, because this entire episode we're going to be talking about Hot Seat Retreat in Palm Springs. So this was your first time coming to Hot Seat Retreat, right, Dean?
Yes, it was. I've heard about it a lot from, like, you guys, other people, and I've been wanting to go for years, and I decided to just go this year, and it was definitely worth it.
Yeah, and Badass Weekend in October, you were at Badass, and that was that yes. Your first spanking event?
That was my first All Smacking event, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you've been active at these events only for a year. So
yes.
or less yeah. than a year. So what is your basic take? I guess we're not spoiling anyone to indicate that you were spanked a whole lot.
Yeah, I think if you like I come from the Midwest, and I think if you come from anywhere where spankings are like a few times a year, going to an event is going to be the best thing for you, because you can get spanked every 5-10 minutes if you wanted to. It's a really great time.
And normally we urge people restraint, but then I'm always surprised about certain bottoms who could just, excuse me, who could just go the whole weekend like that. And you're one of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm one of, I guess I'm one of them, but there are definitely people who can take a whole lot more. I'm trying to get on their level. They're just amazing.
Yeah, so we have, so this was our fourth hot seat retreat. Because I have to always remember that we had the lost year of COVID. So this would have been our fifth year, but COVID erased it a year. So this was our fourth hot seat retreat. And for the first year, the weather did not cooperate. And it really decided to not cooperate. It was windy and chilly for Palm Springs in spring, you can get some wild temperature variations, but even for spring, it was cold. It was cold.
How do you compare it to this week? I mean, this year.
To this, you mean to previous years?
Yeah. Were you saying that the first year was
no,
bad,
no, no.
Or...
no, no, no,
oh,
no,
yeah,
it,
no.
It has
okay.
been perfect until
oh,
this
gotcha.
Year. Until this year.
Gotcha.
This year, like last year, we were actually very lucky. It rained all the way up to hot seat retreat, and then it stopped. And we had perfect, perfect spring days with temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s for our entire party, and then the rain came back after it was over. This year, the opposite happened.
Yes.
It was lovely when I arrived. And in fact, hilariously, up until the week before hot seat retreat, all the forecasts were for temperatures in the upper 80s, even possibly reaching 90s during the day. So I even put on our forums, I put a warning up for everyone to bring sunscreen. And then,
I saw that and I brought it.
And then a couple of days before, suddenly the forecast just changed. I didn't even notice until I got to Palm Springs that all the forecasts had changed. And suddenly the temperatures were like declining in the 70s and then down in the 60s and then in the 50s. And we're like, oh, no. And so sure enough, the first day it was incredibly windy, which brings the temperature down because, you know, you have clouds. You know, in Southern California, if it's there's no such thing as being warm and windy. If it's windy, it gets cold.
Yeah.
And so it was chilly, windy. It rained a couple of days, not as serious as the kind of rains that we would get in Georgia during Badass Weekend. But because CCBC, the resort we're staying at, is very outdoor oriented, it just kind of shut everything down. Unless people, people played in their rooms. I'm sure you played in plenty of rooms, right?
Yeah, I did. I definitely did. But it was crazy. Like, I was there Sunday, like, late into the evening, and it was so good. It felt so great outside. We were, like, enjoying the sun. It was a couple of us that stayed over. And I was like, where the heck was this? What we needed?
Literally Sunday morning, just, like, everything just changed. I'm, like, sitting there, like, because I was hanging out, you know, after people were leaving, and I'm cleaning up, and just kind of we're all sitting around, and it's like, we're looking up at the sun. It's like, where were you? So, you know, there was plenty of spanking play to be had. Some of the awkward things that happened is, well, the big thing this year was our introduction of our interest tracks. And this, we're going to talk a lot about that because you participated in all three of the interest tracks, right?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah. And so I kind of put these together. So these were sort of role play activities. And they were focused on the kinds of role playing that had been bubbling up at the previous Hot Seat Retreat. So we had been very loose with our organizational structure for Hot Seat Retreat for since we started, because we didn't want to force a particular identity on it. We wanted it to develop. And over the past few years, what we saw is certain kinds of role play activities for couples, groups, whatever, had started, would be developed by people who were attending. For example, the principal's office, from the very first year, we had someone who wanted to organize, hey, if you're interested in being disciplined by the principal for misbehavior, you know, come to my room on this day, this time, or whatever, and we'll play that out. And lots of people have been attending, and it became very popular. Last year, there was a massive lineup for it. So I saw that and said, okay, this is a thing. So one of the interest tracks was, and I should point out, he wasn't the only, you know, one. There were other people who were organizing little mini activities based around school-based discipline. So he said, okay, the principal's office will be a track. Similarly, from the very first hot seat, we had age play activities where you had dads and boys doing these activities together, and the boys would misbehave and be punished for it. So I came up with dad's rules, which is the interest track for age play. And so these were, you know, guys who were either wanted to be dads or wanted to be boys, get together, have activities, boys who misbehaved, which was all of them, right? nobody came to hot, no boys came to Hot Seat Retreat with the intention of behaving for 3 days.
Definitely not.
There was a lot of correction going. And then the third one, which was an experimental one, which was my baby, but it was also based on role play activities that had been coming up at Hot Seat Retreat and at Baddest Weekend, was the Bully Patrol, which was for bullies and victims or prey. I used the word prey, but we just, you know, whatever. We still haven't come up with a decent term for that. And so we're going to go over each of these, especially because you were involved with all three, and I was an organizer for all three, or, well, a base organizer. The truth is we had six wonderful volunteers, a couple of them who had been on the podcast, who helped organize these three tracks, two in each of the tracks, and they helped organize individual activities to help make the event happening and help make all these events happen. And thank God they were there, because I couldn't have done this on my own. So to start off with, let's start with the principal's office.
Okay.
So tell me about, you participated in it. Tell me about, we had orientations on each of these tracks on Thursday, just kind of to get people involved and get people meeting each other, which is the real goal here, which is getting people who are interested in school-based discipline play, meeting each other and making connections. So tell me how that went for you.
Yeah, the orientation, like, do you want me to talk about the entire thing or just the orientation right now?
just the orientation right now.
Okay. Yeah, the orientation was fun. It was the first one, so it gave us a glimpse of, like, what the other orientations will look like. We also got a chance to, like, just see them in their principal, like, personas, and it was very fun. As somebody who loves school-based discipline, that was just a very fun orientation for me, because it very much felt like I was back in a gymnasium listening to, like, you know, our start of the school speech, and, like, in my head I'm thinking, I'm definitely about to, like, ruin these guys here.
And they had discipline slips that they were giving out. And something I did for this, and for all three tracks, but I'll bring it up here so we could just kind of establish it. So I was concerned that people would – I wanted to make sure that people felt comfortable with making connections with each other. There, we arranged for an activity each day for each of the tracks, but we didn't want to have people feel like that's the only thing that they could do, just show up to the principal's office and get paddled by the principal and that's it. So I made cards for each track for guys who wanted to indicate connections between each other. So, for example, for the principal's office, I made these cards for, you know, a faculty member and a student. And a student who had a good connection with a faculty member could designate that particular person as their weekend disciplinarian. So you could fill this card out. There's room for their names, and so the faculty member would get the card and keep the card, and that was the student saying, "You are the person responsible for disciplining me when I'm a misbehaving student across the weekend." So outside the principal's office, you could still have those experiences. And so you used one of those cards, right?
I did. It was with a guy that I met briefly at Badass Weekend. And we had like a connection based on just something super arbitrary that I'm not gonna say here. But so it was just like when I saw him in the forums first, and I was like, oh, he's coming to Hot Seat, that's great. Because I wanted to get to know him more. So when he was at the principal's office, I was like, hey, do you want to be my faculty member? And he was like, of course. And like my only regret though is that like as I was thinking leading up to this podcast, like the two of us never had like a private discipline session. Like all of it was like, because like I am a brat. I was bratty through the whole weekend. And so whenever he called me, it would be like a few swats. And we did have one. We were intending to plan one, but both were just too busy that we actually never got a chance to do that. So it's like my only regret for the whole weekend.
Yeah, and so we also had cards for dad rules so boys could indicate who their dad is. And so he was also your dad, right?
Yes, he was. So he was very much, and I think the thing is, he was just like a super sweet guy. So like, whenever he caught me misbehaving, he was just like, "Dean, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, dang, I feel guilty now. So let me get back. Just let me behave for a second while he's here."
So we had two planned activities. We had the traditional principal's office, and then we also had a headmaster's office, which are Canadian buddies. I think I've mentioned them on the podcast. I'd be wanting to get them on the podcast, getting them, but we have a Canadian couple who are experts in Canadian school canning when that was a thing.
Experts they are,
Yes,
yes.
yes, experts they are. And so on one day we had the American principal's office with paddles, and then on another day we had the Canadian headmaster's office with the cane. And you went to both, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So tell us about those.
I am actually a cane enthusiast, really, so it's kind of unfair to the paddling. I did enjoy the paddling though, but they maxed out the paddles for the principal's office at 12, and I could have definitely taken more. So like I meant to get back, like I did get back in line, but like we only had like this short amount of time. Everyone else wanted to get paddled too. So by the time it got back to me, like whenever somebody new showed up, I would just let them in front of me because like I already gone. And so by the time it got back to me, like I think I did go back in for like another six, but we didn't get as many as I wanted. But with the caning, I did get a lot.
I heard from them later that you got the most.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm a
So
superhero.
that's kind of interesting. What is it about caning that attracts you? Because it's a little bit unusual. Because like the funny the cross ocean thing or cross country, like Americans, like those of us who are Americans have a lot of experience with the paddle, less with the cane, and so we tend to have a sort of a nervousness or fear of the cane. Overseas, it just kind of gets reversed, and a lot of British people are kind of scared of the paddle, which to me I find fascinating. So as someone who's an American, though, you really like receiving the cane.
I literally got the cane for the first time at Badass Weekend. Like before that, the paddle was my preference, because I have the most experience with it. But I feel like the cane, like it's so much smaller, so it's like it covers less surface area. So I feel like I can take more because like they aim so well that they like you can get like 12 lashes with the cane and not hit the same spot sometimes.
Right.
And so. Whereas the paddle just covers your entire butt, and so it's just like over and over. And I really think that might be it. The reason that I gravitate towards it, that I can continue to take it for a very long time. compared to other implements that cover a bigger surface area.
One of the other things we also had for the principal's office was an unofficial event, but the point of only having a couple events was to kind of allow these unofficial events to bubble up, which was one of the other attendees did a coach's office. You actually did it twice. Did you attend that?
I did. I love that. Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Yeah, I got more, we were allowed to get more licks with at the coach's office than we were at the principal's office, which was great. And I play rugby, in the Midwest, I play rugby. And so I came there in my rugby kit, and I was like, I have always had a fantasy of being paddled by my coach. Okay, you might have to, I'm going to say something, you might have to cut it out. I don't know if you can. But I grew up in the South. And in the South, coaches were allowed to paddle you, and that happened to me. And I was like, "Yes, I need this again at Hasi Retreat." That was a great time. When they set up the coach's office, I came there in my rugby kit. There were guys there in their wrestling gear, which was great. I've never seen wrestling gear so up close. I never went to wrestling matches or anything, so to see them up close was spectacular. And it was just a fun time of people making up. There were people in line lying on each other about why they were missing practice or why they didn't need to go to practice, and oh, I missed practice because this guy told me to go here or whatever. And it was just so fun. It was all of us getting each other in trouble. It was very silly.
So let's move on to Dad's Rules, one of the organizers, by the way, was Ryan, who folks may remember on the Ethical Brat podcast episode. So he also – Ryan also, again, organized our icebreaker games, which I believe you won?
I did. I won one of them. I came in second place, unfortunately. I wanted to be first, but I'm not going to snitch on the first place winner, but I did hear that they cheated, so –
I heard that you cheated.
Okay, let's scratch that. We're not going to say that.
Where's your dad? I think we might have to contact your dad.
No, that's fine. We don't have to do that. I may have cheated a little. There was a game where we were supposed to go to everyone, and there was a list of things that were I once hiked a mountain, I once rode a horse, I once did something, and just to get to know everyone. And so you ask somebody, you look like somebody who speaks German, because I think one of it was speaks a different language. And so you go to someone you speak a different language, or you know how to speak a different language. And if you're right, then they sign their name there. And if you're wrong, then they get to spank you. And it was a fun time. And that was the one game that I was trying not to get spanked at, because I wanted to get all of my answers correct. And little known fact, you can cheat just by, because a lot of people didn't pay attention to the rules. And so you can just go up to people and say, "Hey, sign your name beside whichever one matches you." And a lot of people just do it. Not that that's what I did, but that can happen.
And if I recall, the prizes, I arranged for the prizes, so I know what they were. We ordered some mugs and magnets from Justin and Trevor's Bad Lads and Strict Sirs from their site. So we had mugs and magnets with the spanking flag that they made, and mugs with the one of the spanking symbols on them.
Oh, that's very cool. That's not what I got.
Did you get the then you got the paddles then?
Yeah, I got the pickleballs.
Yeah, the pickleball paddles. Yeah, I picked those up from Target. real thoughtful gift.
No, it was great. I actually had to give them away because I couldn't get them inside of my carry-on to fly back.
Oh no! I hope you didn't do another spanko, right?
I did. Yeah. I hope they're getting I gave it to somebody there. Yeah.
So Ryan and another friend of ours oversaw Dad's Rules. And what I loved about that was, hilariously, I came up with that name just kind of like something that, you know, to kind of emphasize age play. They took it to heart.
Yes.
And so the dads made rules. So tell me about, because you participated, tell me about how that went.
Yeah, so I'm a regressor, and a brat. So I joined as on the side of the kiddos. And we were supposed to go off and play while the dad made rules. But Ryan, the genius that he is, decided that we would also make our own rules, that the dads would have to obey. And we made this beautiful set of rules, this beautiful list of rules. And they kind of just like dismissed us, and then we got spanked for it.
Yeah. What were some of those rules?
You know, boys can cuss whenever they want. Boys get to do whatever they want to do. Boys can have as much candy as they want to have. It made a lot of sense when you think about it. One of them, mm-hmm. a genius, it probably wasn't me. A genius, though, wrote that Dean can cheat whenever he wanted. And that one seemed to get me targeted, and I have no idea.
And then, you know, and so there's a lot of spankings, and there were some weekend activities. Like there was a coloring thing going on.
Yes.
Tell me about that, because you got yourself into some trouble there. You caused some trouble there.
I did. My little brother was only able to come just for one of the days, which was Friday, the same day that we did the coloring thing. So while we were coloring, I was bratting him, and he said something that just kind of like, I don't remember what it was, but it kind of irritated me. So I drew a picture of his favorite teddy bear, Alexander, and I wrote beside it, "Alexander is better than him," and I put a poop beside his name. And and I also, like, while he drew a picture that said Dean the King of Brats, which was like an insult to me, because I don't know if you follow me on any social media, but I claim myself as the king of just everything. I'm the king. And so yeah, he was just being a brat as well. And so we both ended up getting spanked. Him not for the poop thing, but for I don't remember what I did. I checked him the other day and was like, "What did I do to get you spanked?" And he was like, "I don't remember, but you did get me spanked that day." I got spanked for calling him poop, though.
Yeah, so there's quite a few spankings going on. I remember the dads put up a new poster of rules that you guys vandalized again.
Yes. And I was not a part of the vandalism, but I still got in trouble for it.
It was hilariously creative, though, because we all went over there and read it, because it was so funny. It was like one of the rules was like no running, and then so one of the boys added on the ceiling.
Yes, it makes sense. That's very dangerous to run on the ceiling. So.
Yes, this, yeah. So that was a lot of fun. And again, you know, that went on over the weekend. Lots of, you know, various activities. Lots of fun running around with water guns as usual, and boys getting spanked for that.
Oh yes, I love the water guns. Actually.
Yeah. And so then the third one, of course, we had the bully patrol, which was very experimental. I was very kind of nervous about this because there are a lot of challenges with this, and in fact a lot of the stuff that I put in for the entire event was based partly on trying to make this careful and work in a way that felt consensual. For example, the cards. So when we introduced the interest tracks, after people had registered for a Hot Seat Retreat, we sent out a survey about the interest tracks and to kind of get some feedback and get a sense of what people's fantasies were, what their expectations might be. One of the challenges was that, particularly with the bully track, everyone's fantasies were very different from each other. And I couldn't really think of a way to really align things. It's one of the reasons why the activities were very not overly organized for that reason. Very simple things that were fun that hit in that role play space that people could kind of just make their own and have fun with it and weren't overly structured beyond the normal structural expectations, like the principal's office was the principal's office, you know? So for bully play is a lot different because the fantasy of bully, a bully play is very non-consensual, to put it mildly. For the purposes of our event, we need to make sure that everything that happened is in fact consensual. So the challenge is, how do we capture that feeling in a way that everyone was comfortable with? And that at first, in the survey, one of the things I had come up with was having the prey, the victims, anyone who, you know, the bottoms in the bully play, wearing something specific that would stand out, that was pink, was the example I gave. They would wear something pink that would show that they are comfortable with a quote-unquote bully just coming up to them and grabbing them for spanking play. So this is like a step beyond just designating that you're a bottom. You are designating that someone can physically come to you hands-on and take you for spanking. Some of the feedback I got there, most people were okay with that because it was something that you could put on and off. But some of the feedback I got was, well, can't we just connect with, you know, particular people? And of course, the answer to that was yes. And they could always do that. That was always going to be something that we were going to make it very clear. If you just wanted to do that, you can. But that's where the idea for the cards came from. And so we had the cards for bullies as well. And the idea was, so we did pink. What we did for the to designate to everyone that you wanted to be bullied is we went with pink lanyards. We had, you know, we had lanyards. I bought black lanyards with name badges for everyone. I also got a bag full of pink lanyards. And if someone wanted to give others permission without knowing who it would be or when it might happen, and have that experience, they could wear the pink lanyards. And when they're walking around, someone who sees that knows that they could just grab them for spankings. Now, we have the event safe word of red. So whenever, if someone says red when you're spanking them, you have to stop, or doing anything with them, you have to stop. So what we did is, okay, the pink lanyard meant anyone could grab me and spank me, but those people could still say red. So it was still a consensual thing. So if someone came and grabs you and says, oh, okay, get your ass over here, punk, I'm beating it, and you don't say red, you're saying yes. And so that's kind of how we dealt with consent with that. For the card, for example, because I think you did you do a card? You did a card with one of the organizers that gave him permission to bully you.
Yeah.
And so with the card, what you could do, rather than wearing the pink lanyard, you could give this card to a bully and specifically give a particular person permission to treat you as though you're wearing the pink lanyard.
Yeah.
And that's what you did, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got introduced to bully play, like, well, first from you when I was briefly in LA, but I didn't get so much into it then. And I heard it, like, on your podcast a lot, and I was, like, very curious about it. So at Badass Weekend, I met up with who was the organizer for the bully interest track at Hot Seat. And he kind of introduced me very slowly, like, through him being the nerd of what bully play looked like, and it was very fun. Like, I was, like, mostly watching him or either bullying him then. And so at Hot Seat, I was like, you know, let's reverse and you be the bully, and that was great. Like, I didn't do the pink lanyard only because I enjoy knowing who's gonna, like, punish me, and I was already being spanked so much that I couldn't just allow that, unfortunately. But it would have been something I would, like, I think that if I'd come to Hot Seat as a newcomer and not knowing anyone and, like, not knowing, like, if I would be spanked or, like, you know, not wanting to, like, have those conversations with people, I would have done the pink lanyard just to make sure I got the spankings that I wanted to get. But as somebody who knew people from, like, both Badass and also online and also OTK, I already had, like, several spankings planned out for the weekend, and then also just pick up spankings from meeting new people throughout the weekend. So I just did not feel like I should have been the one wearing the pink lanyard. But I did bully people who were wearing them because I enjoy being the bully sometimes. So
yeah, fun. Yeah. One of the awkward things is it's great that you did that. And I think someone else did as well. One of the awkward things, and I knew this going in based on the survey responses, that the bullies were dramatically outnumbered, hilariously outnumbered. And so I was kind of ended up being in super top mode. Actually, the other thing that happened, and is kind of still happening here, we're having a very cold spring in Southern California. We're having record lows. And it triggered a sort of an eczema allergic reaction. And my body temperature, whenever my body temperature currently starts to rise too quickly or too much, I start itching all over. This awkwardly came up at Palm Springs because of the cold weather, and I was not able to bottom consistently because when you get spanked, it's not my butt heating up, but like, you know, when you get spanked, your entire body temperature does heat up. It's not just your butt. And I got a couple of spankings, and my entire chest and back would start to itch. I'm like, oh no. And so I had to stop a couple of spankings. It was really unfortunate. What I was able to do, which is really cool, at check-in, since I'm the check-in guy, this was before things got there because it was the first day and things hadn't cooled off, so it was still nice and warm. It was nice and warm on Wednesday. It was Wednesday night when everything started collapsing on us. And at check-in, I put a few of my paddles out, and everyone who checked in, they had the option to either give me 5 swats or take 5 swats from me, or neither. A couple of people declined to do either, and that's absolutely fine. I was actually surprised at the number of people who decided to give me swats. I believe you gave me swats, did you not?
I did. I did. I love to spank you, so I'm not passing that up.
Yeah. A lot of bottoms gave me swats, which I thought was hilarious. A few tops who I knew have wanted to spank me surprised me by having me spank them. So it's like, okay. So that was fun. I think most of the spankings I got was from there, and they were in sets of five, and they were on my jeans, and a lot of them were nice and hard, and I felt it. It was really nice and warm, but because of the time frame, this was like all afternoon. It didn't trigger that reaction. So that was super hot. For the bully stuff this time, I was all top. The funny thing is, like, the name of the track is called Bully Patrol. And the idea was, of course, these guys were wearing the pink lanyards, so the boys were out patrolling for them. And so that's kind of the play. But people who haven't been to Hot Seat Retreat might not know is that I actually do patrol. It's not like a security thing, but like as the event organizer throughout the evening until I kind of get too tired, I am kind of walking around CCBC, the resort. Part of it is socializing. Part of it is making sure things are okay, being available and visible. If there's a problem, if someone's having an issue, people know that I'm around so they can talk to me. So I am quote unquote patrolling. So this year, with the bully patrol thing, while I was patrolling, anytime I encountered someone peeking, wearing a pink lanyard, over my knee they went. And it was super fun for all of us.
Yeah, it definitely was. Like, there were times where I'm like, I would ask beforehand, like, hey, do you know you have that on still, or like, did you put that on like 3 hours ago and just forget just before I like jump into this thing? And they'd be like, oh no, I totally remember. So, I'm like, I'm just gonna ask for, and I'm like, that's how I know I'm just this total bottom. I'm just gonna ask for once more if I can spank you before I spank you, even though you have this consent lanyard on.
Yeah, and because this was the smallest track and because there weren't enough bullies, I made sure at the evening dinner to alert everyone, even people who hadn't attended the bully patrol stuff, what the pink lanyards meant as a way of trying to get more bullies. So that worked out okay. I like the consent. I'm very happy with how the consent worked out. Because that was like, I wanted to make sure people felt comfortable, that they felt that what they were agreeing to was going to be consensual, and no one had to worry about that they were going to actually have something that they don't want to happen. And that part worked out great. The activities themselves, the first event we had, well, the orientation, we just kind of did a hide and spank kind of thing because there was this sort of forested area behind the set of rooms. So we sent all the prey to go hide, and the bullies went and grabbed them and pulled them out. And we lined them all up and we spanked them for quite a while, and it was pretty intense. And then the next day, we had sort of a wedgie seminar that was a hands-on, a wonderful hands-on seminar. Now, you, for that one, you ended up being bullied, right?
Yes, I was a nerd on that one.
Yeah.
But I could not shake the bully out of me. So as like I was at towards the end of the line, I was probably like the third person from the end of the line. And as the bullies were, do you want to describe the event?
So we had a sort of a lineup contest. So we made all the nerds line up, and what the bullies had to do was to go down the line with each of them, pants them, so pull their pants or shorts down, wedgie them. Also pull their underwear up, and we had bought a bunch of cheap tidy whities. So, you know, so if people were wearing nice underwear, they could set that aside and use these cheap undies and not have to worry about them. Wedgie them and slap their ass, and they were timed. And so they went down the line for each, and there were like 15 of them of the prey of the nerds. And they were all timed and to see who the winner would be. And so you were in the lineup.
I was. And as the bullies came down the line and got closer to me, I was like just taunting them with oh, that wasn't that hard. Oh, this guy is slow. Oh, this guy is not going to he's nothing. And it was just very fun because then they would hit me even harder because they'd be so pissed off. And there was this one guy who as he was going down, had a quip for each nerd, and it was different for each of them. It was so impressive.
Yes. Love the improv. That was great. I love it when things like happen, because part of the bully thing is like this sort of feeling of improvisation, and it can be hard to pull off in the moment. And that was like an adorable little moment. Everyone loved that. Then the other thing we did that wasn't quite so successful, and I'm probably not going to bring back, is we did butt graffiti, which is kind of a last minute idea of mine, because we wanted to I got a bunch of markers and that were temporary tattoo markers and stencils, and we had all of the nerds. We bent them over. Mm-hmm. We took them over to the dungeon space and bent them over benches and tables and stuff. And the bullies all used the stencils and drew hearts and signed their butts and spanked them as part of the process, because, you know, to make their butts nice and red for the hearts, you know, and all of that. And not as many people attended that one. It was the first time doing it. It was fun. It was a little bit weird. It didn't really feel very bullying. I'm not sure we'll bring that back. It was cute. You helped out with the graffiti, right?
Yeah, I'm okay with not bringing it back, because it did give me an extra spanking on Sunday, because I signed my name on somebody's butt, and a daddy that I know saw it, and I got in trouble for it. So.
That is right. Yeah, I'm glad you told that story, because one of my plans, one of my ideas, and I didn't know whether or not it would happen, was that there could be interplay between these tracks. So if you bullied someone, you could get punished by your dad, and that's what happened.
Yep, it definitely happened.
Yeah,
and with a leather strap, and I hate leather.
Oh no,
I consent to leather. I do, but I just hate it. It's my least favorite.
I love it when guys as a bottom, when I'm in my bottom headspace, one of the more intense punishment implements for me is the bath brush.
Ooh, yes, oh my God.
But when I'm in my bottom headspace, I want the bath brush, just because it's intense and I want that intensity. Yeah. So it's great that when you get in the headspace where you can accept the one that you like the least.
Yes.
But for those, and if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh no, I'm not into any of the age play stuff. To be clear, that was a portion of the activities. There was all sorts of spanking play going on. Most of the spanking play that I did was, you know, outside of the bully track, you know, outside of the patrol stuff where I was going, had nothing to do with any of this. There's a lot, there was the same sort of spanking play going on all the time. You had plenty of spankings that weren't part of this, right?
Yeah, I think about half or more of my spankings happened outside of the interest tracks.
Do you have a hot story?
My favorite of the night was of the weekend was on Friday night with my little brother. We were in Billy's room and Jaden was there and we were just like talking or whatever. And there were other people there at first and then like they slowly like disappeared. I don't know where they went. And then Billy was just like, how about we spank these two? And Jaden was like, absolutely. And so they kind of like did a dual spanking, like just passed us around like freaking toys. It was really fun. And yeah, like I said, I love watching. I like seeing my little brother being spanked. I also like being spanked. So it was very fun for me. Until the like, well, he did get a punishment spanking during that. And that was like less fun for me. It was very fun for him. He loved it. But I was just like, no, don't spank my little brother. He's just a baby. It was a great time still, but he, like, I love Billy and Jaden so much. They were, like, and my, like, the three, my three favorite people in the scene were there that night, and it was just, like, a good time. I'm absolutely never going to forget that spanking, and I can't wait to do it again. I want you to cut that last part out, though, because I cannot have Billy knowing that he's one of my favorite people in the scene, so.
Okay, I will definitely cut that part out. It definitely will not be in the podcast.
Okay. Great. Okay. I don't believe you, Mama. Just go on.
And as for me, like most of, like I said, because of the allergy, unfortunately, I didn't get as much. I didn't get as much play in as I would have liked. I did get some spankings. Not as intense as I wanted to. Gave some really nice intense spankings though. Like I said, that last night, and I actually warned at dinner. I used the time at dinner on Saturday night to warn the nerds that if I caught them out that evening in with the pink lanyard, they were getting a serious paddling. And I followed through. I used the bully paddle, which is super intense, bare butt. And yeah, they had some intense spankings, or I hope they were intense spankings. And I really enjoyed that. So yeah, I'm hoping. So the weather, the obnoxiously.
Where was I did not get that intense spanking. I must have been off. It was Saturday night. Oh.
Yeah, you probably getting spanked by Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see you around very much in the pink. But, well, you didn't have the pink lanyard on. You said you weren't.
Yeah, that's true. You said you did. So you have to have the pink lanyard. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For you, Scott, I'm always wearing a metaphorical pink lanyard.
One of the awkward things is we invested. I got art, special art for the interest tracks, which I've publicized, and I got these wonderful banners. That we were planning to use to show the locations where these activities were happening. They're super hot. They had the art on them. We paid a lot of money for them. And then because of the wind, we couldn't use them because they would fall over. So we had to actually, they were just all, they were all zip tied to the tent. Our organization, so they were all there. Like, they're nice for people to look at. One of them, actually, the metal bar that holds them up got bent from the wind. It was that windy. So, but people are having a super good time. I'm not sure. We're in the process of getting survey responses. So, by the way, if you haven't, if you attended Hot Seat Retreat and you haven't replied to our surveys, please do. I'm not sure if we're going to bring this stuff to Vegas. I think we might want to see what happens in Vegas and let Vegas, much like we did with Palm Springs, let Vegas build its own identity and see how people want to play there before we start trying to overly structure thing. So we'll see. But I definitely feel like that stuff's going to come back to Palm Springs next year.
Okay.
Do you want it to come back?
Oh, absolutely. I enjoyed the interest track. Like, honestly, I could deal with more structure, but also don't want people to feel like they're too structured. But yeah.
Yeah, we can't do too much because like the whole thing is like, well, what if I don't like these things? And
Yeah.
there were other activities. There were some games that this year they did. There was spanking musical chairs. I believe there was spanking Uno. So there were some other activities that people put together themselves.
Spanking musical chairs was very fun. I got spanked by people I never thought I'd get spanked by.
I believe Ryan did his little bratty trick where he tied when he was overseas, he tied their shoes together.
Yes, he did.
So that
I
was
missed him.
fun. Yeah. All right. So with that, we will wrap up this episode. Dean, if people in the community want to get in touch with you, how can they do with that?
Yes, you can get in touch with me on WAPS at Can't Make Me Cry. I'm also on FetLife at Can't Make Me Cry. I don't check that one as much, but I am very active on Twitter at Can't Make Me Cry X. Like, Can't Make Me Cry was already taken, so I had to add an X onto it. I'm not a fan of calling it X. That's not why it's there. Just Can't Make Me Cry X. And yeah, so those are the three platforms you'll find me on mostly.
And as for me, I'm go by Red Spank Scott. On Spankness Hookups, you can find me as Red SPK Scott. Everywhere else, I am Red Spank Scott on WAPS, on Recon. On Twitter, we are at Dudes Spank Dudes. On Instagram at Dudes Spankin' Dudes. I'm on Scruff as Red Spank Scott. So all of these spaces, you can find me. And so, Dean, I want to thank you again for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
Yeah, I'm super happy to have you around, and we will catch everyone next time.